And here we are, hour number two with David John Oates tonight, taking a look at the really magnificent performance of Donald Trump. And I know some of you are out there saying, well, there are women on Fox News tonight talking about how Donald inappropriately grabbed them or groped them 30 and 35 years ago in some cases. These people are after a paycheck. This is phony. It's gratuitous. It's disgusting. It will backfire and will only make Donald Trump look like the victim, which he is. These people should be ashamed. If they had something to say, they should have said it a hell of a long time ago. And when you have Hillary political hitman David Brock actually asking and offering money last week for more tapes, if anybody's got any tapes of Donald Trump, we'll pay for them. You can just imagine the potential of money changing hands. It's just garbage. This is not journalism. I am so deeply ashamed, as Jim Morris went over the other night, last night with us. Same feelings. It's just a horrible, horrible display of gross negligence. You know, beyond that, they're whores. They're prostitutes. They're doing this for money. They're doing this because they're trying to keep their jobs in advance. It's really sickening. And it's happening in Europe. It's happening all over the place. Once these people get positions in showbiz, which is what news is now, showbiz, they'll do anything to save it. All right, let's go, David.
All right, next one on Trump. Here we go.
The vacuum they've left, that's why ISIS formed in the first place. They started from that little area, and now they're in 32 different nations, Hillary. Congratulations. Great job.
And here he says, backwards, wished the earth nirvana.
Wished the earth nirvana.
You know what nirvana is? Paradise.
Absolutely. He wants such good things for the planet. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's saying. Yep. He wants to fix it all up and make it all work properly, which the Democrats have clearly shown they're incapable of doing. So, all right. So, next one along is the moderator. Here we go.
Mr. Trump, I want to give the chance to respond. I just want to tell our viewers what she's referring to. The last month, taxes were the number one issue on Facebook for the first time in the campaign. The New York Times published three pages of your 1995 tax return.
And here he says, making our surf for the folks here. And surf is just the flow and movement of life. So I'm making this show for the folks here. You know, we're doing this for the people watching. So here we go, making our surf for the folks here.
Making our surf for the folks here.
I can't hear it. I can't hear it.
What? You can't hear that one?
Not clearly. Give me the words again, please, David.
Oh, I'm quite happy to ditch it. Making our surf for the folk.
What is the F word? Making our what?
Surf. S-U-R-F, as in ocean surf.
Oh, making our surf. Oh, okay.
Yes. And surf is a metaphor for the flow and movement of life. So he's just in tune with the audience is what the reversal
is. Let me suggest something else. What he's doing is shilling for Hillary Clinton at this point. He is saying, and it's an explanatory remark he made, what she's saying is, and he gives an explanation, he's shilling for Hillary, protecting, surfing for her, making it flow for her. That's part of the setup.
All right. Okay. Yep. Well, let's play it one more time. If you don't hear it, it doesn't matter. So here we go.
Making our surf for the folks here.
Making our surf for the folks here.
Obviously, it's hard to hear.
Making our surf for the folks here.
Well, I got it now. I got it. No,
You got it?
Yeah, he's making it flow for Hillary is what he's doing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. Okay, so then the next one is on Hillary. Here we go.
To make sure that women had a decent chance to have a better life.
And here she says, I had smashed.
I had smashed.
Oh.
I had smashed. I had smashed.
Or they had smashed. Hang on.
I had smashed.
Oh, it could be either.
It's I.
No, it's I. It's I. Huh?
I had smashed.
I had smashed. I had smashed
you.
Who did she smash?
She ruined the chances.
Who did she
smash? Let's play the fours. Let's play the fours again.
To make sure that women had a decent chance to have a better life.
Women, she ruined their decent chance to have a better life. I had smashed. I wrecked these people's good chances.
The four people that were there in the room, especially, she covered up for Bill. She's a liar.
Yeah.
She's a hypocrite. She didn't give a damn about their chances for a better life after her alleged husband raped and groped and groveled and attacked them. So she threatened them. This is a matter of record. This woman is flat out evil. They don't get any more evil than that.
Well, we've had reversals on in the past that says I'm evil.
That's right.
So we'll get all those together for a special show before the election.
We should, and I'm glad you're going to do that. That's really important. Her subconscious literally shines the light of reality on what this conscious monster is.
Yep. All right, here we have a long reversal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 words.
Wow.
Don't normally get that long. Let's see if it's all there. Here's the forwards.
And as president, I will take that work, that bipartisan work, that finding common ground, because you have to be able to get along with people to get things done in Washington.
Oh, really?
And I've proven that I can.
All right, so here we go. Let me show the nice sniff as an S-N-I-F-F. Figured it will beat them all. So let me show my knife side. This is my nice word. This will make an impact. So let me show the nice sniff. Figured it will beat them all.
She says, let me show the nice sniff. Think it will beat them all.
I'll think it will beat them all. All right, let's play it again. Yep, anyway, she's just showing her nice side. She's just saying some nice words because that's going to get her some points scored in... Yeah, that's right. Yep. And then we have... Who's next in order here? We have Trump next. Here we go.
I can't think of any.
It might be to help get civilians
Flynn,
out.
And we have, look, I have 200 generals and admirals who endorse me.
And there it says, helped by you.
Helped by you.
Helped by you.
Yeah.
Helped by you.
Yeah.
Sure, he got those endorsements because of her negligence and grotesque performance in office, you bet. Helped by you.
Right. Yep. And then the moderate comes back.
If you were president, what would you do about Syria and the humanitarian crisis in Aleppo? And I want to remind you what your running mate said.
Ooh, and then she says, they scam, you know.
They scam, you know.
They scam, you know.
Interesting.
They scam, you know.
Okay, she thinks Trump and Pence are scamming. She's clearly on Hillary's side.
Yeah, she said, right. that scam, you know, that scam.
Oh, that scam, all right.
That scam, you know.
Oh, yeah, I hear that.
That scam, you know. That scam, you know.
Yep, all right.
Very interesting.
Seven.
Well, you see how the deck was? It was 3-1, just like Donald said.
Yeah, it was. Yep.
And I urged him before the second debate under no circumstances to address her as Secretary Clinton, and he didn't. He went to Hillary,
Good. And
that's as it should
Good.
Be.
Good. All right, next one on Trump.
I have 21 Congressional Medal of Honor recipients who endorse me. We talk about it all the time. They understand. Why can't they do something secretively?
And not too sure what this one means. Hell, let her kiss.
He'll let her kiss.
Oh, he let her kiss.
He'll let her kiss. He'll let her kiss.
I don't know what that means. But that's,
I don't know what that means either.
No.
Certainly there. Anyway, we'll just move on. Here we have another one on Trump.
We lost our jobs. We lost our money. We lost our plants. It is a disaster. And now she wants to sign TPP, even though she says now she's for it. She called it the gold standard.
Okay, now this verse is not related to the Ford. It says, beat ISIS, now we shine.
Beat ISIS, now we shine.
Beat ISIS, now we shine.
Huh.
Beat ISIS, now we shine.
He's just on the, he's just, yeah, he's going to beat ISIS. It's just the thoughts on his mind.
I think in the early, just before that, the conversation was about Syria and Aleppo, too, so maybe it's a carryover.
Yeah, I think it's what we call trial reversals, where they reversals keep on talking about the previous topic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's Hillary.
And I know there's a lot of concern about that in some circles, but I think they should have the equipment they need so that Kurdish and Arab fighters on the ground are the principal way that we take Raqqa after pushing ISIS out of Iraq.
And he let them help me buy the ship. Unless she's just talking about armaments, increasing arms, increasing
arm sales, yeah. But she doesn't know what the hell she's talking about forwards. Those Arab fighters, who are the Arab fighters, Hillary? What are you talking about? You got four or five groups of terrorists over there, most of them founded and funded by this country's Pentagon and your State Department originally. Arab fighters, get those Arab fighters. No, Mosul is Iraq, and the Iraqi government is the one that should go in there, and they don't want the Turks involved, they don't want anybody involved. It's their city, they want to go in and take it. So I think this woman is hopelessly confused. Anyway.
I think you're absolutely right. All right, this one's a bit of a funny one. Here we go.
So I have a deep devotion, to use your absolutely correct word, to making sure that every American feels like he or she has a place in our country.
She says that was Yelp. Yelp, that was his shriek. I think she's been bitten by Trump. Yelp, that was his shriek.
Yelp, was that his shriek?
Was that his shriek? Was. Yelp, was that his shriek?
Yelp, was that his shriek?
Yelp, was that his shriek?
Yeah, it's a question.
Yelp, was that his shriek?
Yeah,
it's a rhetorical question.
Yeah, she's been bitten. Oh, was that Trump? Was that his shriek?
Yeah.
And then another one on Hillary.
Not just women, but all Americans, all kinds of Americans. And what he has said about African Americans and Latinos, about Muslims, about POWs.
Bit of a strange one, because she says there's no film.
There's no film.
There's no film.
Hmm.
There's no film.
But there is film of Trump saying alleged
things. Absolutely, there's film of all of that that she's trying to dismiss.
I don't get it. So why would she say there's no film? I don't get it.
No. Wishful thinking? I don't know. Deluding herself? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. That's a weird one.
There's no substance?
I guess. I don't know. That's an odd one. Yeah. You know, you notice how, I wonder, now during the first debate, when you went through that, was she as rich with reversals in the first debate?
Oh, I can't remember. I'd have to go back and have a look.
I don't think she was because she was so locked into her teleprompter, her script, the fact that she apparently had the questions a week in advance, and the earpiece in her ear where they were talking to her.
Right. Look, this tape clearly has the most reversals of any of the debates I've analyzed.
So I think it was because she was speaking extemporaneously.
Yeah, I think you're right.
As much as she can.
All right. Next one is on Trump. Here we go.
The of them.
Oops, sorry. Started too soon. Here we go.
I'm looking for judges, and I've actually picked 20 of them.
Oh, interesting reversal. You'll share venom.
You'll share venom.
You'll share venom.
Wow.
You'll share venom.
Unless he's talking to Hillary.
I think he's talking to himself. That's what I hear. In other words, he's talking about putting Supreme Court justices on the bench who will represent with great vigor venom, the truth. You'll share venom. He's going to put the people on there that are going to have some real punch in their bite. I think that's what he's saying, but that's just a guess.
Okay. All right, next one is on Trump.
Also the Second Amendment, which is totally under siege by people like Hillary Clinton. They'll respect the Second Amendment and what it stands for, what it represents.
And he says, it helps you win.
It helps you win.
It helps you win.
Yeah.
It helps you win.
Yeah, he's on the path to win. That's what he wants.
I wish he had developed the Second Amendment more. She wants those guns. She's such a liar, and she will not say radical Islam. Neither will Obama. They just won't, because they're bringing in these people all the time, and they can't vet them. They cannot be vetted. They lie. We know there are a percentage of all the Muslims who have come in here who are ISIS-oriented, ISIS-related, certainly idealistically, ideologically. They are ISIS, and they're ready and waiting, and they're all over the country. Well, I don't know if you knew this, but what's going on is Obama's bringing them in here, and they're being bused to small towns. They're seeding them like cancerous cells in all small towns of America.
Wow.
It's bad. It's not good. It's not good.
All right, here's the last one on Hillary. Oh, no, not the last one. Sorry, the last one that I've found. I've got some of my other analysts' reversals to play yet. So here's this one.
Trying to get it off of the personal and put it on to what it is I want to do as president. And that's why I hope people will check on that for themselves so that they can see that, yes, I've spent 30 years, actually maybe a little more, working to help.
Okay, here she says, hiss, I get with the force with a fan.
Yes, get with the force with a fan.
Well, I'll be bothered.
Yes, get with the force with a fan.
And again.
Yes, get with the force with a fan.
Now, remember how Trump called her Satan, the fan of Satan?
Yeah, I sure do.
So here she uses the word fan quite specifically, which relates back to the Trump reversal. I don't think I've ever heard the word fan in reverse before, but to hear it twice in one debate, it's obviously related to each other.
Interesting. I hope everybody, I hope all of you out there who are, obviously you wouldn't be listening, fans of reverse speech, this is an extraordinary display of the incredible importance of this technology. And David has another class coming up pretty soon where you can learn how to do this and make your own recordings and play them back and do your own work. It's all there.
Yeah, we need people involved. The only way reverse speech is going to get out there is if we get people doing it. So the class is online. It starts November the 19th. It's one three-hour class every 2 weeks, but there's a lot of homework for you to do in between.
It's not homework. It's fun work. It's fun.
It is fun. Yeah, people have a blast. People love the reverse speech class. So there you go. And if you want to sign up for it, call me after the show on 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. Would love to have you take training. All right, next one on Trump. Here we go.
I will say this about Hillary. She doesn't quit. She doesn't give up. I respect that. I tell it like it is. She's a fighter.
And here he says, that helps you out.
That helps you out.
Sure. His subconscious is telling him that being honest like that, telling it like it is, he's a fighter, it helps you out.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, nice. Another matter-of-fact reversal from Trump. There it is again.
That helps you out.
Yep, there it is, nice and clear.
Just excellent quality to these, David. Excellent quality.
Yeah, they're really good. All right, that's all the reversals I found. Now we're going to move on to my lady in Canada. Okay.
Send yeah, we have about 1 minute to the break. You want to hold off?
Yeah, all right, we'll hold off. I got some other important reversals I want to get to as well. I hope we've got enough time.
We will.
There we go.
All right, if you need, do you want to go through the break? Oh, we got that many? I didn't know how many you had.
No, we'll be okay. No, go and have the break. We'll get them all done.
All right. Now, the next debate is a week from tonight. It's the 19th, right. Next Wednesday. And this will be Hillary's last public appearance before the November 8th election. That's it. No more rallies, no more campaign stops. Oh, there's some scheduled, but they're being done by Kane, that nut, her daughter, the spoiled brat, according to people around her, who almost drove, according to a WikiLeaks email, the chief operating officer of the Clinton Foundation to suicide. That's how spoiled Chelsea Clinton is supposed to be. Chelsea Clinton will eventually run for public office. When her parents die, she will inherit probably $1 billion. She's loaded. She already is well married. She's got her $10 million condominium, the entire fourth floor of a building in New York, which we think a part of which has been set aside for Hillary's private hospital and medical clinic, as we've gone through before. But the Clinton dynasty is not going to go away. You watch. Hillary may pass on sooner than later. Who knows? But Chelsea will pick up the run and carry it forward. You watch. These dynasties don't go away, David. They don't.
Nope, not at all.
All right, we'll take a break. Be right back with Mr. O from Adelaide. And this is just a stellar night for reverse speech. As always, they're all there, too. If you want to hear them, they're on the right column at Rents. Just go down and take a look and click. If you're home doing nothing, turn one on and take a listen. They are amazing. David, on an amazing night tonight, this is the kind of insight that I hope helps. I know 90% of you have already made up your minds, but maybe this will help you with others if they'll open their mind to reverse speech, to hear the kind of people, the real people that we're talking about all the time in the news and in conversation, to hear them exposed and opened up from their subconscious on out. Go ahead, David.
All right, next one is on Trump, talking about Hillary complimented on his kids.
I don't know if it was meant to be a compliment, but it is a great. I'm very proud of my children, and they've done a wonderful job, and they've been wonderful, wonderful kids, so I consider that a compliment.
And here he says, their mother visited it. Gee, why can't I get that word out? Their mother visited.
Their mother visited.
There we go.
Uh-huh.
Just speaks for itself, really. You know,
yeah,
just
sure.
Nice, casual,
you know, the
matter-of-fact reversal.
The more I know all of you out there know that I'm definitely been supportive of Donald Trump since well before he even announced formally. But the more I hear with David reversals of this man, the more amazed I really am. And amazed is a proper word. He is inside the same as he is on the outside. And during that debate, he put everything aside and he walked in there, everyone expecting him basically to just to roll over and float away. That was the end of it. And he stood so tall, and I was so proud of him as a human being to stand on who he is And what you saw there was the real Donald Trump, a great leader, a man who truly can represent the best interests of this country for all of our citizens. And I mean that. I'm so impressed.
Yep. All right. Okay. So here's another one.
Soros, who's a friend of hers, took a massive deduction.
And there he says, serve enough with a Soros.
Serve enough with a Soros.
Yeah.
Serve enough with a Soros.
Enough is enough,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Serve enough with a Soros.
Yeah, enough is enough. You're absolutely right. Yep.
God. Wow.
Anyway, here we have another one, Trump on taxes.
Hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes, but as soon as my routine audit's finished, I'll release my returns. I'll be very proud to.
Here he says, innocent, help, help.
Innocent, help, help. Help.
I think he's saying his tax returns are quite innocent. He's under attack here. Help me out, you know. But
yeah.
Because I'm innocent here.
I think it's almost
hundreds of million dollars in taxes.
It's almost a facetious help, help, I think.
Yeah,
it's kind
I think
of
you're right.
Mocking
yep.
it. Yeah, yeah. Very good.
And here's Hillary on taxes. There we go.
Nobody who makes less than $250,000 a year, and that's the vast majority of Americans, as you know.
The second time we've heard this word in reverse, I'll scam.
I'll scam.
I'll scam.
There it is.
I'll scam.
That's twice she said it now in this debate. And here's the first one.
If we overcome the divisiveness that sometimes sets Americans against one another, and instead we make some big goals, and I've set forth some big goals, getting the economy to work for everyone.
And must scam you.
Must scam you.
Must scam you.
Yeah, there it is.
Must scam you.
She said she's a liar, folks. That's all there is to it. She's a liar.
Yep. It's everywhere. Yep. Is Trump talking about violence in the inner cities?
The violence that's taking place in the inner cities, Chicago. You take a look at Washington, D.C. We have an increase in murder.
And here he says, take a look.
Take a look.
Take a look.
Which is exactly what he says for. Take
sure.
a look at the violence in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Take a look.
Yeah.
It's just a casual fact, congruent reversal.
There's no artifice.
Time and time again.
No deception, yep. No artifice, just straight.
Yep, absolutely. And here's Trump again.
Because the fact is, almost everything she's done in foreign policy has been a mistake and it's been a disaster. But if you look at Russia, just take a look at Russia, and look at what they did this week, where I agree she wasn't there, but possibly she's consulting.
And shall we believe it?
Shall we believe it?
Shall we believe it? Shall we believe it?
Believe what?
Play the forwards again.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
Because the fact is, almost everything she's done in foreign policy has been a mistake.
Oh,
it's been
right,
a disaster.
Okay.
There it is.
But if you look at Russia, just take a look at Russia, and look at what they did this week, where I agree she wasn't there, but possibly she's consulting.
Yeah, shall we believe it? Look what she's done. Yeah,
that's right.
So, yeah, that's just another congruent reversal. Here we have one on Hillary.
And every day that goes by, we see the results of the regime by Assad in partnership with the Iranians on the ground, the Russians in the air.
Not too sure what she means by this reversal. We release you.
You release you.
You release you.
Huh.
You release you.
I don't know what that would mean. We release you.
Well, you know, the question here is, why are the Russians there? Why are the Iranians there? And why are the Syrians having to fight? And who are they fighting? They're fighting terrorist groups that she partly conceived and funded as Secretary of State. We release you.
Yeah,
maybe it's an over reflection on turning them all loose. I don't know, but it's clear. The reason the Russians are there, thank goodness they're there, and the Iranians, they're there because of Hillary Clinton. She had a hell of a lot to do with the fact that Aleppo has been destroyed. That city is gone. It's over.
Oh, yeah.
And we are on the edge of World War III thanks to her. Remember, this is the woman who ordered the murder of Muammar Gaddafi, set him up, white flag they were under. They were going to a prearranged surrender location, and that convoy was intercepted, and he was butchered. And she did it, and she laughed. She laughed, just like she did at the rapist of that 12-year-old girl when she got him off. She laughed.
Yeah. Evil woman. All right, here's Trump on taxes.
Hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes. But, as soon as my routine audit's finished, I'll release my returns. I'll be very proud to.
Okay, we've played that forward section again before, but there's another reversal on it. You're all silly watching us.
You're absolutely watching us.
Huh.
You're absolutely watching us. You're absolutely watching us.
I don't know. Maybe he's wondering what all this, all the fuss is all about.
I don't know.
All right. Here's the next one on Trump.
She represented, got him off, and she's seen laughing on two separate occasions, laughing at the girl who was raped. Kathy Shelton, that young woman, is here with us tonight.
And you just talked about that.
Yeah.
And backward, it's so crazy.
It's so crazy.
It's so crazy. It's so crazy.
Yeah, there it is. Speaks for itself.
Sure does.
Crazy situation. Very casual, matter-of-fact reversals on Trump. And here we have Hillary.
Now, Donald has put forth the names of some people that he would consider. And among the ones that he has suggested are people who would reverse Roe v. Wade and reverse marriage equality.
And here he says, she says, yeah, we will serve you.
Yeah, we will serve you.
Huh.
Yeah, we were sure of you.
Yeah, nice and clear.
Yeah, we were sure of you.
Well, there you go. Well, there's a nice reverse on Hillary for a change. Right. Okay, I want to. That's the debate. Okay, Jeff?
Sure, yeah. Applause. That was really marvelous. Well done, David. Just terrific. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. All right, I want to play some reversals that I found on Donald Trump yesterday morning when he was interviewed on Bill O'Reilly. Okay?
Uh-huh. Just so you know, it's pretty obvious he doesn't like O'Reilly, and there's not much to like there. Go ahead.
All right, so here we go.
They were holding you back.
Not question holding back, no, but they're not giving support. They don't give the kind of support.
Talking about the Republican leadership, and he says backwards, show thunder.
Show thunder.
Show thunder. Show thunder.
And you can hear the Bill O'Reilly in the background saying that's evil.
Show thunder.
Show thunder.
You hear the two there?
Oh, yeah.
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 Joe Thunder, he's going to get dynamic and forthright and strong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and next one along.
I had 20,000 people last night. Nobody talks about that. They just say Donald Trump's fucked. So it's a very unfair press.
And here he says, they see your path.
Yes, sir, get that.
Yes, sir, get that. Yes, sir, get that.
Right.
This is seeing where he's going.
Right, okay. Sure, of course. He's drawing. She can't draw anything anymore. That's another reason she's retired from campaigning. There are, I'm told, 52 Hillary Clinton field offices in Florida that have no volunteer workers, and they're closed. She goes to a venue, she'll pull in 1,500 people, 1,000 people, sometimes less. Nobody is attending. So this suggests...
She'd be ahead of the...
You can answer your own question. The polls are crooked. They're fixed. They're oversampling Democrats 10-20%. When they say they have a scientific poll and they've interviewed 300 people, 400 people, that's not a scientific poll. A scientific poll to me is at least when you look at the online polls that came in after the debate. These are Americans. They're both sides represented with advocates for both of the two candidates. And they get on those debate things and they vote and they vote and they vote. BuzzFeed took in almost 4 million votes, David. 4 million. And you can only vote once from your computer. It tracks it. You try and vote twice, it won't work. 4 million votes, Trump 90%, Hillary Clinton 2%, and the rest undecided, basically. 90-2. Now, that argues for what Jay Widener was saying, and others have said, that there is a monster Trump vote out there that's going to come through. We'll see. That suggests that's correct.
Yeah. All right. I've been looking for the phrase "crooked Hillary" in reverse. Haven't found it, but this is the closest I've gotten. So here's a forward.
The most important thing I showed in the debate, and as you saw, virtually everybody, other than some crooked polls, said that we won the debate easily, was that Hillary Clinton, after being there for 30 years, has done practically nothing except talk.
And here he says they saw the crook.
That's law.
That's law.
They saw it.
That's law.
Hey.
They saw the what?
Crook. C-R-O-O-K. You can't hear that?
Oh, you're saying crook. Crook.
Yeah, crook.
Oh, I thought you said cook. Yeah, of course it's crook.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Yeah, I thought you were saying cook for some reason. Yeah, yes, absolutely. That's an excellent reversal. They saw the crook. Sure.
Yeah, I'll play it again.
That's law.
That's law.
Yeah, there it is.
That's law.
So, closest I've gotten to crooked Hillary. I've been looking for it. I've been waiting for it on Trump's.
Well, that's pretty darn close. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, now we've got a reversal that concerns me. This is the one I emailed you. And it's also caused a bit of controversy online, too, over what it actually says. So let's run the forward first, and then I'll give you the scenario that all the reverse speech people believe, and then I'll give you the alternate set scenario. So here we go.
You have some great people. Sean Hannity is a great, great person.
And he says, what I hear... And I shall be killed.
And I shall be killed.
And I shall be killed. And I shall be killed.
Pretty clear to me.
That certainly is, and that's a very disturbing reversal to hear from the subconscious mind, which is often, as you know, David, described as being connected to the universal consciousness, which doesn't know any boundaries forward or backwards in time. And the subconscious wouldn't, on a lark, be predicting its own demise. No,
it really worries me. Now, I should give you the internal interpretation, because some people saying it says, "And all shall be healed." So, see if you can hear this. I can't hear it. I hear a clear K. But anyway,
and I shall be healed.
And I shall be healed. And I shall be healed.
It's a K. It's a K. It's not an H. All right.
Wait a minute.
Anyway.
Hold on. Let me hear that again. I'm listening really hard on that, and I'm hearing both. I don't like that. Let me hear, if you would, one more time.
Yep, okay.
And I shall be healed.
And I shall be healed. And I shall be healed.
All right. let's assume that he's saying, and I shall be healed. If it is an H, what does that mean? And I shall be healed. If that's what he said, yeah. I'm not saying that that's what he's saying, but what are they saying that would mean?
I don't know what it would mean in context. He'll be saved from, I don't know. I think it's K. I can't interpret.
Well, I heard it when you sent it to me in the file. I listened very carefully, and I heard the K too. Just on the phone here, it's a little bit nebulous, but not much. It's and I hope it's an H, but it sounds like a K.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds like a K to me. I've run it by all my reverse speech staff, and everyone here is K, but yet some people on YouTube and the Facebook channel have heard an H. So.
Yeah.
It just goes to show, you got to watch those letters and beginnings and consonants and vowels, and you'll get there eventually. So. All right, I want to play a couple of reversals on Trump's apology once the lewd tape got out, okay? So here we go.
I travel the country talking about change for America, but my travels have also changed me. I've spent time with grieving mothers who've lost their children, laid off workers whose jobs have gone to other countries.
And he says, I washed their soul.
I washed their soul.
I washed their soul.
Hmm.
His voice did soul.
In other words, he was very sincere.
Yeah.
And very compassionate, okay? And listened with great intensity. And here we have the last reversal on the apology.
I have gotten to know the great people of our country, and I've been humbled by the faith they've placed in me. I pledge to be a better man tomorrow and will never, ever let you down.
And here he says, end of self, that death.
End of self, that death.
End of self, that death.
Well, that means...
End of self, that death.
Yeah, that part of him no longer
exists. That's case closed. That's done. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. His apology's genuine. You know, that's not me anymore, okay?
Right.
Yes, I said that. I'm really sorry I said it. And but I'm more concerned with the people of America now, and that part of me is dead, gone, buried.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
11 years ago or more.
Yep. So, now I'd like to hear an apology from Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. I think Trump gave one. They should give us one now, too.
Don't hold your breath. Yeah.
No, I certainly won't. No, I'm being a little bit facetious. I almost put that on the end of the YouTube video. Okay, there's Trump's apologies. Where's Clinton's?
That's funny.
I didn't. I resisted the temptation.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Let me see. What else have I got here for you in the last few minutes of tape? No, there's no... Look, my right-hand man said this isn't there, but I'm going to play it anyway. This is one of the women who accused Trump of groping them.
It started out as a group tour. But at a very soon opportunity, he gave me a private tour.
And she said, did I frame Daddy?
You don't frame Daddy.
You
don't frame Daddy.
No, I think that one's there.
Oh, it's there. Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah. It's a frame-up. Okay?
Yep. Did I frame Daddy? Uh-huh. Oh, see, there's a lot of money changing hands here, and that makes perfect sense. Well, that's very good.
Yep.
Good one.
Frame up. Yeah,
yep.
I found that one just before the show. So,
yeah. Well, thanks. I asked you to look that, and you got one. So that's very good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
No.
There we go.
She doesn't sound genuine either. You hear that kind of there's a falseness in the ring of the words. It's rehearsed.
Yep. Yeah. It is. It's the first. They're all put up. I mean, they're pulling out all their stops now to knock Trump off his perch. I mean, even the Republicans are getting worried now. I was saw on TV they're not worried that Trump will lose. They're worried that Trump will win. Is what they're saying. So.
Yeah. Well, they should be. And everyone who, if he does win, everyone who has stabbed him, abused him, he'll remember. You'll remember, especially those in the media. There are going to be a lot of people who don't have access to the White House. Very funny.
Yeah, so there you go. What else have I got to play you?
Well, grab the one of Hillary again saying her subconscious correcting her. She's lying, and if you can find that one. Be quiet. Yeah, that was great.
I have spent a very long time, my entire adult life, looking for ways to even the odds, to help people have a chance to get ahead.
And be quiet.
Be quiet.
Be quiet.
That's hilarious.
Be quiet.
And then there's a really concerning one on Hillary. Let me see if I can pull that one up really quick.
Be quiet. Her subconscious is sick and tired of the lies. Be quiet.
Right.
Wow.
And here's this concerning one.
Over the past year, I've laid out my plan for defeating ISIS. We need to take out their strongholds in Iraq and Syria by intensifying the air campaign and stepping up our support.
And I'll bring us war. Like I said, it's a choice between Nirvana or war. Which one do you want? Trump will bring us Nirvana, Hillary will bring us war. That's basically what the reversals are saying, you know.
No question about it. None at all.
Pretty,
This is it, David. This is it. Yeah. We are literally at the edge now. And whether we continue and go over or turn back and restore things at least as much as we can with a man who will lead us and who will not let us down. Donald Trump will not let us down. He's not working a second agenda. There's no private Clinton Foundation where he's funneling money into and selling favors to the administrative branch to people with lots of money. God, what it's the number of crimes this woman has committed is just astonishing.
Amazing.
It is. David, I commend you, my friend, most highly. That was
really
amazing. So, great job.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
Good night, David.
See you later. Okay, bye. See ya.
There it is, reverse speech, giving us a look at that second debate, a look that is utterly unique. And I hope you appreciated that and listen again. All right, we will be back tomorrow night as we move into Thursday. Gerald Celendi is here tomorrow night, among others. Hope we have the pleasure of your company. Thanks for being here. Have a good night.